Hi, welcome to this ASI cast. This year started with a significant development for the audience measurement community. From the 1st of January, SKO in the Netherlands has been providing daily ratings for programme content viewed online, the first organisation anywhere offering such a service. Based upon data collected through a hybrid measurement method employing both census and panel data, SKO plans to add ratings and reach data for online video commercials in the first half of this year. For this ASI cast, we asked Bas de Vos, SKO's chief executive, to explain to Richard Marks how things are progressing and to outline some of the problems that remain. Richard.
Welcome to the ASI cast, Bas. I think this is your second appearance so far. Now, back at the European conference in Venice, you talked about the video integration project that was underway. And since then, at the start of January, there's been a big announcement that's got a lot of coverage, not just in the Netherlands, but around the world. Can you talk us through what that announcement is and the significance of what you're now providing to the Dutch market?
Yes, of course. Thanks, Richard. What we've announced basically is that we now deliver daily ratings for online program viewing, what is in many cases called extended TV ratings, I believe. And the cool thing is that we are now delivering insights that go beyond the TV platform with the same data quality as on the TV platform. So I think that is good news for people making programs or channels offering programs online. The other thing is that this is this first phase of our delivery, because it's not ready yet. It's just the first phase of more phases to come. This delivery proves that we can have a hybrid model working. And I think that is the biggest thing in the announcement, is that we're actually using daily panel data and daily census data to get and to deliver high quality granular data on online viewing. So I think that the latter one, the proving that hybrid works in a daily practice is the most important one, as a sort of pre-announcing the next phases we're going
to
deliver.
It seems to me that it's the combination of three elements that make this unique and why it's got the coverage. It's the combination of the demographics appended to the programme information, the fact that you're delivering overnight on a daily basis, and also that the, as you say, the hybrid element of it. Are you able to talk about what the sources of those hybrid elements are? What is it that you're bringing together to create this daily overnight rating service?
Yeah, sure. The census data for programs on the one hand, which is in most cases now being measured by Comscore, real in-player measurement. So the publishers have implemented measurement software in their players that capture the actual machine behavior, you could say. So the total numbers of starts, the total numbers of minutes viewed or streamed to specific devices. That is, let's say, one big source of information. That information is enriched with metadata we get from Nielsen, from the TV registration that Nielsen carries out for us. And then on the other hand, then we have the what we call Dutch online media panel, which of course captures also online behavior, but delivers the insights in terms of usage across screens. So it's multiple device measurement within a single household with a single respondent. So by that we can sort of amend the census data by adding profiles, by adding cross-device behavior, but also things like, which is, we tend to forget when we talk about online, but co-viewing, for instance, also happens online. It's not as big as on television, of course, makes sense, but some programs get, let's say, 10 to 15% co-viewing, something you cannot grasp from census data or the like. And what then happens is that those two data sources get are sort of melted together by the counter data integration team in London, where they first apply some of the intelligence that come from the panel to the sensor data, and then in the next phase correct the panel data based on that information. So the end delivery to the market is very well comparable. It's just what people get, what our clients get, is a daily file based on panel members, but that is calibrated panel data. So it takes into account the census volumes.
Does that include IPTV, in other words, people who are maybe watching broadcaster players via their TV sets, or is it purely non-TV set viewing?
Yeah, this is purely non-TV. So, for instance, if people use a specific app on their connected TV, we measure that, but we basically delete that information in this online delivery.
Because the TV panel is carrying that element of it. So
exactly. Yeah, we don't want to do double counting in any way, of course.
No. So, I mean, it sounds like a hybrid, not just of methodologies, but you've mentioned about three research agencies so far. So it's also involving quite a lot of different agencies in the system, which seems to be the way that measurement is going in a number of countries now, with people collaborating across different agencies. It's probably too early to evaluate the market impact, I guess, but how has the new data been received, and how are clients using the new information?
The information by itself is I think received quite well. It's mainly for program makers or broadcasters' perspective at this moment, because it's only on programs yet. But even the announcement got a lot of attention from the media agencies, for instance, where we're sort of doing a roadshow at this moment, explaining what we are delivering now in this first step. But at the same time, we're announcing everywhere what the next steps will be, and that is the campaign data that should be open to the market in the next couple of months. And I think that will have a bigger impact, especially in terms of discussing, because for program maker or a channel, it's now possible to evaluate the total performance of a program, which everybody is really happy that they can do now, because some of the programs get like 40% of their audience are delivered online, and that audience was not reported before, so that's a good thing. But the real market discussions will in my expectation, will come up once we start delivering commercial data to the market. And then the questions which still need to be answered is, will the market use an online GRP, or what is the value of it, and will the media agencies start using online ratings alongside the TV ratings? And those kind of discussions will probably just start when we start delivering that data later this year.
I'm aware that in some markets where people up to now have been using purely server data, effectively, their own measurements, there has been some sort of shock and surprise at the fact that the actual TV equivalent ratings tend to produce more realistic but often lower numbers. I think there's been examples given of the Olympics in America producing 10 times lower numbers on the Nielsen system to what the server said. Has the market been ready for the idea that TV ratings are effectively working at a minute-by-minute average, not some big, huge reach figure for the whole piece of content?
Yeah, that in fact has been, that have been discussions in the last, let's say, 2 years, trying to set up this system where people tended to compare average ratings for TV with number of starts on online, which is are of course not comparable very well. For programs, I think it's now clear, because how it works and how we calculate things, so that's not a big issue anymore. The big issue will come when, and we've seen some press data, of course, where you're going to compare campaign ratings for online video with the metrics people are used to use now. It's just like, if you have 1.4 million impressions, that's, let's say, maybe 20 or 25 GRPs in your target audience, if you compare it in the TV way. So I think that will take some time to people get used to those sort of comparisons, because those numbers don't align as they used to. So I think that the main discussions will come in the online campaign side, not per se in the online program side.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, as we discussed earlier, the data set sits alongside the data that you have from people's TV viewing activity on TV sets itself. How are plans progressing to integrate those two together, and are there any major challenges in doing that?
We're still progressing, and the intent is still to have those data by mid this year. We're working hard with the guys at Kantar on the daily data fusion. So the intent is to have a daily data fusion going on with the TV data and the online video data. Difficulties there are many, because it's quite complex, of course. We needed to align the two projects in terms of panel composition, panel weighting, those kind of things. Let's say up to 99% comparability to be able to do a well-balanced data fusion. That was a lot of work, but that is sort of in place now. And we have now decided on the way to progress on the fusion after having been discussing a lot of fusion scenarios, of course, as you can imagine. It needs to be daily, and the fusion needs to respect the, let's say, the fused marriage between panel members from both panel sides. And of course, the fusion needs to make sense. So it's a lot of work. We can be honest about that. But we hope and expect to deliver first test data in this first quarter of this year. Then you get the part where you have to build software that can open up that box of chocolates. So we can start in testing and optimizing it in the second quarter, probably delivering midst of this year, I hope.
And is there a point of calibration or a source of information that will allow you to see how well you've done that? In other words, a source that is telling you at a broad level what's happening across TV online and TV on TV sets?
Yeah, we don't have a single source part between the two at this moment. We have some external data sets, of course, like a time budget studies and some private data sources people have or companies have, which we can use as a reference, of course. But there's no single source at this moment in place. So that is one of the downsides that need to be fixed, so to say, by aligning those two panels and also the questions asked on video usage behavior in the two panels. And we'll probably use the time budget studies we have available, and we'll, I think, deliver a new time budget study shortly, I think in March, which we will use as an external check.
Excellent. Well, hopefully we'll pick up with you later in the summer and get some feedback on how that's gone. But in the meantime, thanks for making the time to speak to us, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks very much. Cheers.